The hazardous waste inspection was conducted at IP's J Mill on October 7, 2003. During the inspection, DEP staff found mercury-contaminated glass from light bulb crushing operations and contaminated cleaning wipes that IP failed to properly identify. Inspectors also found that waste containers were not properly labeled and stored, and they found that IP offered hazardous waste to unlicensed waste handlers. The violations, although not considered high priority, were written up internally in what's known at the DEP as a Notice of Violation, or NOV. Steve Davis is the director of the Bureau of Remediation and Waste Management.
The NOV that I remember, and I haven't looked at this for probably 2 years, but the NOV that I remember, we talked about sending a letter of warning. I don't know whatever happened, whether we issued it, whether we didn't issue it, whether it died on the vine.
It appears to have died on the vine. Through a Freedom of Access request filed with the DEP, Maine Public Broadcasting found an anonymous notation in a file suggesting that a notice of violation was downgraded to a less serious letter of warning. The warning letter was written up in March of 2004 with a list of corrective actions and a compliance schedule, but it was never sent. Bureau Director Davis says the downgrade occurred before he came on board the DEP. Commissioner Dawn Gallagher says she was unaware that the NOV was downgraded to a warning letter and unaware that the warning letter was never sent. Gallagher says she doesn't know what happened.
I think that's a very fair and legitimate question, and I really wish I had known that a notice of violation or a letter of warning didn't go out. As a matter of fact, I didn't know that until Pete Carney sent an email that said that you were interested in this, and I thought, well, something did go out. And then I found out that it didn't, but that was the first time that I knew that it didn't.
At the time the warning letter was ready to be mailed, Bureau Director Steve Davis had been charged with drafting new guidelines for contaminated wipes or rags used to clean up solvents, wipes like the ones found during the inspection at IP. The new guidelines were being worked out with a stakeholder group that involved industry representatives. This was at the same time that the DEP was involved in controversial legislation to clean up Gulf Island Pond, the most polluted section of the Androscoggin River. Initially, technical staff at the DEP wanted paper companies to agree to measure oxygen dissolved in the river at 24 degrees, a temperature considered more protective of fish during the warm summer months, and a tougher standard than the 22 degrees IP wanted.
I know there were some discussions between the commissioner and International Paper somewhere in there with solvent rags and Gulf Island Pond. I mean, she had mentioned those kind of discussions, you know, a couple times to me, but, you know, beyond that.
Beyond that, Davis says he's not aware that Commissioner Gallagher worked out any kind of arrangement with IP to forego the enforcement action in exchange for IP's support on a plan to clean up Gulf Island Pond. But IP's compliance manager, Tom Saviello, who is also a state lawmaker from Wilton, says the commissioner did offer a deal that included leniency on the waste violations.
He offered International Paper a deal three times, of which International Paper refused. And in that deal, what she offered was that if we would agree, International Paper would agree to a 24-degree temperature, that she, as the commissioner, would not send us a notice of violation.
Saviello says on all three occasions, IP officials told the commissioner that was not negotiable, that if she needed to send a notice of violation, it was a separate issue that had nothing to do with Gulf Island Pond. Commissioner Gallagher insists there was absolutely no political horse trading on the matter.
If there was a trade that was going to be made, I certainly didn't make it in the favor of Tom Saviello. I mean, the paper companies on Gulf Island Pond basically said, we will do 22 degrees and we cannot meet any of your phosphorus standards. There were major battles with IP on getting them to move to where they ended up. Major battles. It's absolutely, absolutely not true. I just can't emphasize that enough.
In the end, the DEP commissioner and the legislature did opt for the less stringent 22 degrees. New guidelines for the disposal of contaminated wipes were adopted by the stakeholder group, and a notice of violation was never sent to IP. Even Tom Saviello says he doesn't know why. Deputy DEP Commissioner Dave Littell says it's unusual for a notice of violation to be drafted changed to a warning, and then filed away. Littell says he cannot think of another example where this has occurred. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.